Dave and Taryn in the morning. It's Planet 93.9. We are the Quad Cities' real alternative radio. And here he is, editor and the movie critic of the River Cities Reader. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. He's Mike Schultz. Mike, welcome back.
It is good to be here. It's good to be off of Brady Street.
Yes.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeesh. We finally have
Hide in here.
Yeah, right. It's safer.
We finally have a movie that's not Mario Brothers that's number one at the box office.
Yeah, it took a while, didn't it?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Now, everyone I know that has seen the movie has loved it. Well, everyone except Mike Schultz.
Yeah. Not a
fan. Attaboy, Mike.
Well, I didn't want to let you down, buddy.
Attaboy.
I know you look forward to these antagonistic reviews. Yeah, I mean, I get why people like it. I totally do. It's like, it is pushing buttons like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I didn't care for it. It was like, it was so aggressively pushy.
Too much button pushing.
Yeah. I mean, well, you've got the chief villain who's basically just mean to furry creatures and kids. It's like, well, okay, the deck is stacked nicely. You know, yeah, you're set. The funny stuff worked for me. I thought it had a lot of good comedy in it. Chris Pratt's better than he's been for a while.
Okay.
Zoe Saldana is terrific, and Karen Gillan is really good, and Dave Bautista is always fun. The comedy stuff works, but it's so designed to be like the big heart-tugging Titanic of this series that it's, you know, if they played a Celine Dion song, I would not have been surprised. I mean, they play every other song, so why not? But it's just... It really is just like kicking you in the shins until you finally give in and say, all right, I'm crying now.
Okay, so Toy Story 3.
Yeah, exactly. It's going for like supreme tragedy because we're wrapping up the series. And it's all about Rocket Raccoon's origin story, kind of, you know, I don't know if I care how he became a talking raccoon, but... Some people did, but they bring in other animals who become his friends, and literally one of these little animal friends, they're all being experimented on in the flashbacks and stuff, and one of them actually says out loud, it's good to have friends, twice, and then starts to say it a third time until something horrible.
Oh,
it's one of those
no.
things where it's like, you're actually doing that as your line? I mean, just to make us realize pets have friends too, you know, and they shouldn't be it's so pushy. So it really drove me crazy, and the villain is not cool. The villain is not scary, and I wrote this in my review. At one point, he calls one of his minions Twit, and I'm like, you have just killed all possibility of scary, because no scary villain has ever called anyone a Twit ever. I mean, Darth Vader doesn't call the stormtroopers, Twits.
Yeah, that's something like Dirk Dastardly calls Muttley. Yeah. It's like that's for funny villains.
Right?
Well, if you want to watch it outside... It is playing along with Wakanda Forever
at
the 61 drive-in this week.
And again, I get why people want to see it. It didn't make as much money as I expected. I was a little surprised by that. It was like, 110 or something like that? Which is still great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it'll be playing for a while. And
so far, it's made $118 million.
Okay, all right. I expected a little more, I guess. I don't know why. But it's perfectly fine. I get why people dig it.
I guess if you're somebody who likes Guardians of the Galaxy movies, you didn't like the last one either, right?
I wasn't crazy about it, no. I liked the first one a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, we talked about this, I think, last week. They keep showing up in other properties, and so you don't get time to miss them ever. So it doesn't feel like...
If you can't answer this without spoiling it,
okay.
Then don't. But do they explain how the Zoe Saldana character is back? Because she's killed in Avengers Endgame.
No, they really don't. And it's not... Yeah, that's not a spoiler at all. They really don't. And
did that happen in another movie, maybe?
Thought so, but did it happen at the end of Endgame? Okay, I didn't think so, but she's back and everyone kind of just is going with it to a way where it's like, did I miss? Yeah, like you're saying, did I miss something? The only way they even reference it in this movie is with Chris Pratt doing a funny line like, what am I, an Infinity Stone wizard? I don't know how it happened. So I guess the moral there is that it doesn't matter at all.
Now you've got me wondering if she does come back at the end of Endgame.
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. I actually looked that up and didn't get a solid answer.
Okay.
I got that she came back after Thanos got defeated. But, you know, she along with, 4 billion other people did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You also saw this movie, Love Again, with...
Oh, it's my favorite thing ever.
Priyanka Chopra. Now, you're saying this might be the kind of movie that would be a lot of fun to have a couple drinks in you and go with a couple of friends and just kind of mystery science theater it up.
And talk throughout.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the worst thing I've seen in at least a couple of years.
Oh, boy.
It's so very bad, but hilarious bad. It is like... It's a Hallmark movie, basically. I mean, it's got a Hallmark plot. We talked about this a little last week. It's about a woman whose fiance dies, and then she texts her dead lover's cell phone just saying, I miss you and I miss your smell. And his phone number has been given to this random journalist who is a music critic who is doing a piece on Celine Dion. And he becomes enchanted by the text that he's receiving, and he meets Celine Dion, and he's like, Celine, what should I do? And Celine, because she's Celine Dion, says, sit down for a half hour and we will talk about your romantic problems. And so before long, they're like sitting on the floor drinking wine barefoot, and Celine's giving them all these. And she's like, you would understand love if you listen to my songs. No, but that would have been great. It's hysterically bad and so badly done.
But it takes itself serious.
It does. I mean, it's kind of romantic comedy, but the comedy's just... pretty lame, and the jokes aren't. It's like friendly comedy.
Wow,
but
the worst they're taking it.
Yeah, they're taking it seriously, and there is so much Celine Dion in this. She is in like 15 scenes.
Is it too much, but not enough? Oh, Celine Dion.
I don't know. It's plenty. I got my fill. I was good, and she. I think there are 11 of her songs on the soundtrack. Ugh. So it is wall to wall.
Can I read from your review here, Mike? Okay. These are sentences when I read your reviews that I just, it's a sentence I want to copy and paste and just live in it forever. Mike writes, by an astronomically wide margin, Love Again is the worst movie of 2023 to date. I can't fathom what atrocity might come along over the next 6.5 months to steal the title. Yet I had the time of my life.
I got so lucky. I got to see it with my best friend, 40 years. She and I worked at the movie theater together when we were teenagers. So we've seen a lot of crap together. And it was like 7 of us in the theater, and we were sitting far enough away from other people to not distract them. And we giggled through the whole thing. Oh. It is just a hoot. It is so terrible. The first paragraph I talk about what they do, they burn the dinner because they're romantic comedy people. They don't know how to cook. And so instead it's like, we'll just have bowls of cornflakes with red wine. That's insanity. That's insanity itself. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. We're mixing wine and milk is our meal. You kids deserve each other.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So bad.
Love Again.
It's worth it under the right circumstances, but I'm not sure what those would be.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not recommending it, but you're also highly recommending it.
Yeah, exactly.
Celine Dion.
Well, get it while you can.
Oh, yeah. It'll be gone soon. Catch it now.
Yeah. I have to imagine this will be streaming before too long.
Yeah. Forever in my apartment, just in a loop.
Oh, my God.
just to cheer me up. One TV in the corner, just where it's always playing.
I mean, is it The Room?
I'm going to go out and buy a new TV. I'm going to go buy a new small TV.
Is it The Room bad?
I mean, no, The Room is like inept, but The Room is kind of sweetly inept. You know, it's like, oh, clearly this man has no talent at all.
Right.
And this is like people, I think, actually thinking that they're making a romantic classic for the ages. And that's what makes it so terrible. You know, The Room is sweetly, just offensively amateurish. And this one is like, wow, I'd be offended if I wasn't laughing at you so hard, you know? I'd be angry if I wasn't having such a good time.
It looks like Grease is back in the theater this weekend.
Yeah, 45th anniversary, so you got to do it.
Okay, that's happening.
Yeah.
Also in theaters this weekend, Book Club, The Next Chapter.
Yeah.
Now, I will confess to you that I did not know there was an original book club.
It's actually quite sweet.
It's been a couple of years since the original movie came out. This follows the new journey of four best friends played by Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, and Diane Keaton.
So is it the same? It's the same four for the first the first one?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's their journey as they take their book club to Italy for the fun girls trip they never had.
Yeah. It's one of those
ever?
Things.
Ever?
one of those things that sounds unbearable, but it's like that cast. And the first one was actually really good because the cast was so good. I miss Mary Steenburgen. I always had a big crush on
who
her.
Who doesn't love Mary Steenburgen?
Yeah, right?
But this is my question, and I started to ask it to you yesterday when you weren't here. Diane Keaton. Yeah. She just is Diane Keaton in all of her movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's the same Diane Keaton from Annie Hall.
Yeah.
Like, it's
that's
just
never changed. Nope. She has one thing that she does.
And, like, she always wears the same outfits.
Yeah.
Don't they, like, dress you when you are in a movie? Or does she just show up in her own clothes?
I think she's probably amassed enough of these things over the years that they're just like, can you bring some stuff?
Right.
You know, we'll just pick.
Just bring a big hat, yeah, a big goofy hat.
We'll pull off the rack.
Some slacks.
She always looks the same. Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a great lineup there.
It says we're also getting a new cartoon movie. This is opening wide. It's called Rally Road Racers.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Racers compete in a high-stakes rally along the famous Silk Road trade route.
Huh. I'm holding off on that one this week because I have my monthly babysitting gig with my favorite 8-year-old
next
week.
And you'll knock it out then.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything. Is this a franchise?
I've never heard of it.
Is this a toy? This looks really, really cheap. This looks like it's a movie that is made for kids, potentially by other children.
By children, huh?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know anything about Rally
Script
Road Racers.
Written in crayon.
I don't know if this is a kid show or what this is.
I don't know anything about it. So
that's all that's opening, huh?
No, there's a Ben Affleck thriller. This is making big news. Hypnotic.
Hip.
What's that about?
Yeah.
A detective investigates a mystery involving his missing daughter and a secret government program.
It's supposed to be Inception-y. It's supposed to be like all about these. I mean, it's like it opens with a bank robbery where the banker, it's basically an Obi-Wan Kenobi thing where he goes up to the teller and is like, you have to give me your money now. And then they give him the money. So it's like this whole race of people who have psychic powers and that's how they commit crimes. Could be kind of cool.
Jedi mind trick your way into a fortune.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Could be fun.
Is he just the star? He's not directing.
No, just the star. Robert Rodriguez is directing. He's made some good ones. Sin City's pretty good.
Okay.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
We'll see what you think of that when we visit next week. We'll read your reviews in the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. He's Mike Schultz. Mike, great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.